Hello, spiritual family. Welcome to Natural Vibes Holistic Podcast. I am your host, Dedrick Hilton. Welcome to our show. We have an amazing show tonight. Normally, I don't do Sunday shows. And before we get started, I also want to let anybody that's listening know that every morning there will be a show and there'll be an oracle card reading that's timeless. That's right, an oracle card reading with the majority of the shows that are timeless to go with the show. But normally, like I said, I don't do shows on Sunday evening, but this is part of my downtime. It's just part of me relaxing. And I want to do this show because, as you know, that I am a holistic therapist and counselor. By the way, if you need therapy, go on to Natural Vibes Holistic Counseling website. And that's our services that we provide. Now, let me tell you something why I want to do today's show. I usually talk to a lot of spiritual people and I talk about a lot of spiritual topics. We have the Hoodoo Lounge group on Facebook, which is amazing. Almost 10,000 members, going strong for 3 years. And we talk about a lot of spirituality stuff. And in today's time, a lot of people are becoming very spiritual and they're looking at themselves in a different light now. And tonight's show is about how to break generational curses. This is part one on how to break generational curses. So some of you might ask, well, what is a generational curse? Let me tell you something. Generational curses necessarily isn't something that someone put on you. No one didn't burn candles. No one didn't burn chicken bones in your grandmother's backyard, and that's why you guys are cursed. Generational curses often come from sometimes bad choices, bad decision making, low morale within a family, or just situations they're born into, and it just keeps spilling over to making bad decisions generation after generation. And unfortunately, oftentimes generational curses become the norm. Poor behavior and the abnormal ways become the normal ways generation after generation. You grow up in a family that curse a lot. Your grandmother curse a lot. Your mom and dad curse a lot. Now you curse a lot. Your kids curse a lot. And all that generational curses. And sometimes, unfortunately, drug addiction. Daddy was on drugs. Granddaddy was on drugs. Grandmama was on drugs. Mama on drugs. You on drugs. Kids on drugs. These are generational curses. And they're in abundance. All the way down, unfortunately, to even molestation. You'll find in families like incest and molestation and stuff. Well, you find that an elder was touching somebody, and then the parent was touching somebody, and now the children grows up touching somebody, and you have to look around and say, how is it that all of us are experiencing this toxic behavior? So tonight's show is about how to break that. First thing you have to do, spiritual family, you have to openly take a deep, hard look in the mirror at yourself. An honest look in the mirror at yourself and your condition, your family member condition. Unfortunately, if you have high levels of violence, overdose on drugs, suicide, people getting murdered in your family, these are curses that are placed upon you. Many families do not experience these type of traumas and heartaches and pain, but you have to take a deep look, because most likely, if you have other family members experiencing this type of trauma and pain, at some point, either you inflict it upon somebody or you yourself is currently experiencing it. And that's where you have to go stand in front of that mirror and you have to look at yourself. Are you being the best version of yourself? Are you living through your children? Are you cursing out your children? Are you abusing your children? What is your selection in men? Did your mom select bad men? Men that never committed to her? Never married her? Multiple kids? And now you doing the same thing? Was your father in jail? And now the men you select come from jail? Oftentimes people ask, like, how do women end up with that? And it's not about women, because men too experience drug abuse, sexual abuse, and all this. But people are like, how do you experience all that? Well, if you look in the tree down the bloodline, you will notice that people in the family earlier on experienced these behaviors or inflicted these behaviors upon people. But the first thing you have to do is look at yourself. And I would recommend you get a sheet of paper and you start journaling, writing down a list of severe trauma you might have experienced or trauma that you might have inflicted or addictions that you're battling with. You have to do it like that, spiritual family. You really have to journal, write down, look at it. It could be beaten, it could be reversed, but the thing is about generational curses, they're so embedded that it becomes part of certain family members' behavior. And they don't think anything is wrong with it because they experience it all the time. For example, it's like sometimes you talk to certain people, it's like, oh yeah, that's ratchet, or that's poor behavior, or that's some, you know, ghetto behavior or whatever. And first, like, well, I'm not ghetto, I'm not ratchet. I'm like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And the sad thing is, you've been around your own family so much with their behaviors, all of you think that your poor behavior and decision making is normal. How you beat it, you have to take a step back from your family and look at them objectively and with a closed eye, but just look at them, step back and look at them from the outside looking in, how other people might see. And that might be challenging to do, but you have to also look at yourself like that. And if you have close ties with your family members, you need to observe their behaviors, journal what they do and have done wrong. Have they been in and out of jail? Have they been using drugs? Have they been abusing people? Have they abused you? And it could be broken, but let me tell you something. Spell work won't do it. Because this is learned behavior, and also it's a part of a conditioning, meaning that some people condition is conditioned. You could burn all the candles in the world. You could go online and you get in these Facebook groups and have people tell you, inbox me, I could get this curse off you. No, they can't. They can't even get the curse off themselves. Which is one of the problems with the spiritual community today. You got all these trendy people talking about, I can help you spiritually. But you're battling with men issues yourself, relationship issues. And you posted it on social media that you're having relationship issues. You're having financial issues. So how are you going to pull a curse off of somebody else and you can't get it off your own behind? See, that's why I tell you, you have to be careful of the trends that are out here. Because people are exploiting certain movement. And that's all they're doing, just exploiting it. So you have to look at yourself. Ask yourself the question, are you using drugs? Have you been abusing drugs? Are you addicted to drugs? Have anybody in your family been addicted to drugs? And once you get all these answers to yourself and you start looking around observing, now the next step is, depending on where you're at in this line of generational curses, you need to take a time out to heal yourself. You need to pull back and say, okay, I need a breather from the family. And you have to want to change. To get to this point, you have to say, it has to stop with me because I don't want my kids to experience this. And sometimes your kids will experience it. Sometimes it might even skip over your kids and go down to the next generation. But let me tell you something. Like, if you start teaching better behavior and ways, it gets ingrained in the kids, and the kids could counter it with their kids and so forth. And they make better mate selections with partners. Before you know it, it washes out the generations down the line. But you need to take that break. And oftentimes people that experience generational curses, they concept of who they are is based off of their family. They're afraid to go outside of those behavioral ways because of the fact that that's all they know. They dream of experiencing normality to some degree, but they fear normality because all they know is the toxic way of being. So you have to get to the point where you say, I want to change. This is my mission. This is my mission. I deserve better. I want better. My kids deserve better. My future grandkids are going to deserve better. You have to change your mindset. You have to start speaking more positivity over your life. I will tell you, start refraining from using curse words. Refrain from using slang. And you're going to have to cut off some friends. Because if you battle a generational curse, most likely your surroundings and your friends are toxic. This is not about us looking down on people. This is us creating a more positive circle and creating more positive self-esteem within ourselves. It's just like alcoholics. When they're recovering, they can no longer hang around their friends that used to that drinks. They can't go to the same, they can't hang out in the bar. How are you gonna hang out in the bar when you're trying to stop drinking? It's the same thing when you try to break generational curses. You might have that cousin you don't need to be around. You might have that friend you don't need to be around. Because they always putting something in your ear and y'all two always getting into trouble together. And then she tells you to break up with you, whatever. Or he tells you to break up with somebody. You might need to pull away. You're going to have to start making time for yourself. You're going to have to change the way you think, the way you act. If you can't hold down a job, then you need to find a job that meets your needs and your skill set level and build yourself up within that company. And I say that because some generational curses deal with finances. If obesity is your generational curses, then you need to learn to adopt healthier eating skills slowly and build up a fitness routine, a slow one. Not I'm just in the gym every day. No, you'll burn out and you'll give up. To beat a generational curse, it becomes a lifelong mission. Spiritual family. To beat a generational curse, it becomes a lifelong mission and journey. You'll never hit a mark where you say, okay, that's it. I beat it. And I'm over with. No. It becomes who you are. You become a mercenary to do right. You will have to change your surroundings. There are going to be family members that are going to talk about you. That's all right. You're going to have to strengthen your self-esteem. Develop your self-esteem, not them esteem. A lot of you, your characteristic traits and who you are is based off who people in your family told you who you was. You need to learn to start thinking for yourself. You need to make better decisions for yourself. And let me tell you something, depending on how deep your trauma is, you need to seek counseling. Not anyone on Facebook talking about, girl, hit me up, queen, such and such, spiritual counseling. No, you need to get real therapy. If there's been molestation, trauma, drug addiction, you need real psychotherapy. Someone that went to college. Not no trendy person. This is not an easy task. It's going to hurt. You're going to cry. You're going to have nightmares. You're going to understand. You're going to question yourself, like, why am I doing this? Why am I taking this route in life? You're doing it for the sake of yourself first. And then your children, and then your children, children, and your children, children, children. You need to be the beacon of light that's going to change the family dynamics around. Now, we all might pick up traits from our family members, communication skills, and so forth. But I'm talking about those toxic ones. Like, I had a mom that would curse repeatedly at her kids. But then she talked about how bad her mother curses her out, or cursed her out. And I said, but you're doing the same thing. The same exact behavior you complain about, you're doing it to your own children. And I could tell they never looked at it like that. And also, they never had a man to tell them, hey, I don't like you cursing at your children. It's, for example, if you grew up in a violent household, everything you do wrong, somebody beats you for it. The same parents will get mad when a child go to school and a kid does something to them or say something. Your child gets up and punches them in the face. And then the teacher calls you in. You're like, I don't know where they learned this from. All this violence. They learned it from you because you don't know how to communicate. Every time you get frustrated, you beat on your child. And your child learns that every time they get frustrated with someone, they should beat on someone. You see how this goes? You see how this goes, spiritual family? That's why you have to be careful how you act in front of your children. And let me tell you something. Everybody, just because you can reproduce, that does not mean you need to be a parent. Just because you can reproduce, it does not mean you need to be a parent. You have to have some type of high moral principles and values about yourself to be a parent. You can't be your children's best friend. That's a curse in itself. You refuse to tell your children no about anything. And your mama didn't tell you no, and your daddy didn't tell you no, and your grandparents didn't tell you no. The world could be a beautiful place, but it could be rugged at the same time. And if we don't prepare our children for it, by working on ourselves first. You should do this before you have children, but unfortunately, a lot of us don't. So tonight's show is about those that already are lost deep in the trenches and needs to break these curses, needs to break this jumping from bed to bed mentality, need to break this drug addiction. A lot of families with generational curses openly invite demonic ways into their family bloodline. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, if you live a life of drugs, crime, hanging out in very low value, toxic environments, crack houses and stuff, you dating guys and gangs, what do you think is going to happen to you? You think you're going to be around for the long run? No, you're not. You would not be around for the long run. You invite demonic forces into your bloodline. So, I'm not going to hold y'all up. Let's do a recap. How do we start the process? Because this is part one. How do we start the process of breaking generational curses? One, we take a long, hard look at ourselves and our situation, our family. What toxic, low-value stuff has seeped into the family bloodline generation after generation? Is the majority of your family going to jail? All the men in your family serve some type of jail time? To the point it's normal? Are any of the men raising kids? Actually raising them in the same house? Generation after generation. Are y'all battling with drug usage? Generation after generation. You have to take that long, hard look. You have to journal. You have to look within. Number two, once you're ready to take that change and you done identified this been going on for generations and you might been the victim or inflicted it yourself upon others too, but you want that change, now you're going to have to change by pulling yourself away, disconnecting from the family, disconnected from toxic friends that also help encourage this behavior, and you need to start seeking positive behavior traits within yourself. Read self-help books, watch self-help videos, listen to this podcast. If you suffer trauma or witness trauma, then you need to get some form of psychotherapy. I don't care if you're on Medicaid, there is free mental health counseling you could get under Medicaid. Or get some type of holistic therapy, some remote therapy where you don't even have to go in, you get it over the phone or over live video. But get something. Start your healing process and also realize that this is a lifetime journey. There are going to be ups and downs. You might have backslide just a tiny bit, but depending on the situation, you don't have the power to backslide. Backslide might mean jail time. Backslide might mean death, either upon you or your children. You might need to change your environment. You might need to move out the community. If you can't, work on moving out. Change your ways. Find better ways to incorporate positive situations and vibrations into your life. What do you mean? Meditation, eating healthy, start working out, adding positive behavior traits, start small into your life. Well, how that help? Why? Because the more positive energy that you start adding through behaviors into your life, it starts to cancel out the negative behavior. So let's say you get a job where you have to communicate with people. You might start watching YouTube videos on how to be a good communicator. If you grew up in a household where everyone's choice of word was profanity, and you said, I don't want to communicate like that, then you might start watching videos on how to improve your communication skills. And before you know it, your children walk around the house and they hear how you communicate, and then they'll start talking like that. And then their children will talk like that. You will have to set the standard, because the change starts with you, not with grandmama, not with daddy, not with your uncle. Everything that needs to change starts with you. This is your mission, your journey, your curse that has been inflicted upon you from before. Now, if you want to get it off your back and make sure it don't get down to your kids, the change starts with you. Spiritual family, thank you for tuning in for tonight's show. I'm your host, Dedrick Hilton. This is Natural Vibe Holistic Podcast. We will be airing shows throughout the week in the morning time. I'll be giving oracle readings. Our mission is to help people become the best version of themselves. We love all of you, and we just want to see you shine and be prosperous. On that note, spiritual family, have a good night.